KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we currently have a cloudy sky and it's 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny on this Labor Day with a high around 88. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, low of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In an update to our earlier reports, the driver of a crossover SUV that crashed Sunday morning on Atlantic's southwest side remains in an Omaha hospital. The Atlantic teen, whose name was not officially released, and three others were injured during the crash. It took place at around 4 a.m. at 29th Street and Nishna Road. Atlantic Police Officer Christian Halsifel explained to KJAN News what happened Sunday morning.
There was a vehicle traveling north on Nishna Street here, and they were coming up on this curve, misjudged or didn't realize they were coming up, you know, as fast as they were on the curve, left the roadway, potentially rolled a few times. The vehicle was occupied times four. Two were transported by ambulance with minor injuries at this point that we're aware of.
The injured were transported to Cass Health here in Atlantic. The driver had suffered from a collapsed lung and other unknown injuries, according to a social media post by his mother. He was transported later in the morning on Sunday from Cass Health to the UNMC in Omaha. Three of the four occupants of the SUV were not wearing their seatbelts. No charges were immediately filed. Atlantic Police, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Cass EMS, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office all responded to the scene, and Richter's Towing removed the vehicle from that accident site. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Sunday of 49-year-old Dana Collette Johnson. She was arrested on a valid Page County warrant for violation of probation on the original charge of OWI first offense. Johnson was being held in the Page County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says on Saturday, deputies arrested Caleb Jordan Ennen. He was taken into custody after turning himself in on a valid Page County warrant. Ennen's cash-only bond was set at $500. There were three arrests and one farming accident in Page County, according to the Sheriff's Office. On September 2nd at around 4:12 p.m., deputies arrested 34-year-old Frederick George Stephen Billings II. He was taken into custody at the Page County Jail for public intoxication and furnishing contraband to inmates, the latter charge a Class D felony. Deputies, along with EMS personnel, had been dispatched at around 7:22 p.m. Thursday to 1360 D Avenue in rural Essex following a report of a farming accident. Authorities say Angela Marie Johnson Wittick was flown by air evac helicopter to an Omaha hospital for treatment. Shenandoah police assisted at the accident scene. Additional details were not released. A little after 12 a.m. on Tuesday, August 31st, deputies arrested Michael Scott Morton on a valid Page County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held without bond until being seen by a judge. And a week ago, August 30th, 35-year-old Daniel Joseph Jackson was arrested on a valid Page County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Jackson's bond was set at $300. An investigation into an accident Saturday night in Montgomery County resulted in an arrest. Sheriff's officials say at around 9:50 p.m., deputies took a report of an accident on Highway 34 at G Avenue. At the scene, they found probable cause to arrest the driver of the vehicle, Benjamin E. Maxwell of Nebraska, for OWI first offense. Maxwell was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And police in Red Oak arrested a man on an OWI charge Saturday night. 31-year-old Robert Dale Falloon of Sioux City was arrested around 10:34 p.m. in the 1800 block of North 4th Street for OWI second offense and driving while suspended. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. People in Creston are celebrating after they won a huge grant for a new dog park, and the park has an even deeper meaning. Creston was the only Iowa city to be awarded $25,000 in the 2021 Bark for Your Park contest from PetSafe. The Creston Chamber of Commerce tweeted the news on Thursday, and the Creston News Advertiser reports the dog park will be built in McKinley Park near the baseball field in Creston. The Facebook group Lexi's Puppy Patch spearheaded the effort. It is raising money to establish a dog park in Creston in honor of Lexi Rounds. She was in the Army National Guard Reserves. Lexi died in a crash in December, just 4 days before her 19th birthday. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa DNR conservation officers responded to a boat crash on the Mississippi River Sunday morning that left two people with serious injuries. The crash happened around 10:30 a.m. north of Cibola near river mile marker 542. when one vessel failed to maintain a proper following distance, hitting and ramping the vessel in front. The crash caused serious injuries to an occupant and an operator of one of the vessels. An adult male was taken to Mercy 1 Clinton Medical Center, and an adult female was airlifted to OSF St. Anthony Medical Center in Rockford, Illinois. The DNR says alcohol and drugs were not a factor in that crash. As a check of the news for this hour, I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.